It looks like the key government witness in the federal corruption case in Alaska will not face charges of child sexual abuse. Deputy Attorney General Richard Svobodny says the case is closed unless someone provides new information or there are federal charges against 74-year-old Bill Allen. Svobodny says prosecutors weren't able to corroborate allegations made by about five witnesses. Anchorage police conducted two investigations into whether Allen had sex with an underage girl in the 1990s. One case was stopped, and federal investigators declined to file charges in the second. Senator Lisa Murkowski and others have criticized the feds for not moving forward because their case could have been easier to prove than the state's. Allen was accused of transporting teenage girls across state lines for sex, which is a federal crime. A few months ago, Murkowski asked the U.S. Attorney General why his team wasn't pursuing Allen. She is concerned the feds might be giving him a pass because he helped them out in the case against the late Senator Ted Stevens.
To think that he might have gotten away with it because of his stature in the community at that time, the relationships that he had, and the fact that he might have been working an arrangement, a deal, if you will, to avoid all this. And in the meantime, you've got a young woman whose life has been irreparably harmed, and perhaps more young women out there. We don't know that for certain. It seems to me that there has been a real failure of process here.
Allen ran the Vico Corporation and pleaded guilty to tax violations and bribing state lawmakers. While his testimony led to Ted Stevens' conviction in 2008, a federal judge threw everything out because prosecutors concealed evidence from Stevens' team. A report released yesterday showed they withheld information that would have seriously damaged the credibility of Bill Allen. Senator Lisa Murkowski expressed disgust today that Allen won't be charged.
It just rattles my cage to think that he is done with his sentence and it's over for him. And yet you have a man who lost his, it was more an election, it was Ted Stevens' career and reputation brought down by Bill Allen, who is now walking out of jail.
Allen was sentenced to 3 years for his bribery and tax evasion pleas and was scheduled to be released today.